transforming the economy will thus require the active involvement and participation of all, including the large informal economy. An economy in which only a small proportion of the population bears the brunt of direct taxation is unlikely to witness any rapid transformation. We have to make concerted efforts as partners to hasten our recovery from COVID-19 by finding intelligent ways of bringing everyone on board to contribute their quota, no matter how small. Government, on its part, is implementing a policy of cutting the budgets of ministries, departments, and agencies by 20% this year as its contribution to measures to ensure fiscal consolidation. Ghana's tax to GDP ratio of 12.2% compares unfavorably with our peers the world over. The average tax to GDP ratio in West Africa stands at 18%, and indeed, the recommended ratio for ECOWAS member states is a minimum of 20%. The average for OECD countries is 34%. It is thus no wonder that American, German, French, Japanese, and British peoples, amongst others, can readily find the means to fund their own development, particularly their infrastructural development, whereas we are constantly struggling to do the same. There is an urgent need to enhance significantly our capacity for domestic revenue mobilization to realize our development potential, create opportunities for our vibrant and dynamic youth, and deliver improved livelihoods for our fellow citizens. We cannot continue to allow less than 10%, specifically 7.8%, i.e., 2.4 million people of the population, carry the direct tax burden of 30.8 million people. We must provide an opportunity for every Ghanaian to contribute towards nation building. The proposed e-levy is one such innovative fiscal measure which will help improve our tax to GDP ratio on an equitable basis. I believe strongly that it is in the public interest that it should be enacted into law. We cannot continue to live forever on foreign savings. Those who are concerned about our debt burden are right to focus on it as a major preoccupation. It is time we accepted the full implications of our goal of Ghana Beyond Aid and designed our fiscal profile accordingly. The Asian tigers, whom we envy and want to emulate, finance their rapid development from their own savings. We need to learn to do the same. All of us gathered here have roles to play to ensure that the hidden, submerged, or informal economy is brought within the remit of the formal economy. This would be one of the surest ways of expanding the tax base for mobilizing adequate resources to sustain development. Ladies and gentlemen, COVID-19 ensured that the years 2020 and 2021 proved to be difficult years, with their combined fiscal impact, and I speak here of reduced revenues and unbudgeted but necessary additional expenditures.